Castillo spoke into the handset. "Excuse the interruption, Richard. The maid wanted to turn down the bed. You were saying?" "I was about to read the message the blue suit didn't want to give me."
"Please do."
"Skipping the address crap at the top. 1. Pursuant to verbal order issued by Deputy Secretary Navy to undersigned in Telecon 1530 hours 6 September 2005, 4 U.S. Army HU-1D rotary wing aircraft were permitted to land aboard USS Ronald Reagan at 1305 hours 10 September 2005. 2. Senior officer among them, who states he is a U.S. Army major but declines to further identify himself with identity card or similar document, also has refused to inform the undersigned of the nature of his mission, stating it is classified top secret presidential, and neither the undersigned nor Rear Admiral Jacoby, U.S. Navy, the task force commander, is authorized access to such information.
"Good for him," Castillo said.
"It gets better," Miller replied.
3. U.S. Army Major was denied permission by undersigned to communicate with U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Costello of Department of Homeland Security using a non-standard satellite radio he brought aboard. He said Lieutenant Colonel Costello could, quote, clarify, unquote, the situation. He refused use of Reagan's communication services, stating he could not be sure of their encryption capabilities. 4. U.S. Army Major has also refused inspection of cargo aboard helicopters, again citing classification of top secret presidential.
"And again, good for him," Castillo said.
"Who screwed up and didn't clue the Navy in on what's happening?"
"I'm not finished," Miller said. "Get this.
5. Helicopters and their crews are presently on flight deck in what amounts to a standoff between members of my crew and the Army personnel."
"Oh, shit," Castillo said.
"Continuing right along. 6. Further action was not taken because the U.S. Army personnel are obviously American and they pose no threat to USS Ronald Reagan that cannot be dealt with. 7. Urgently and respectfully request clarification of this situation and existing orders. It is suggested that contacting Lieutenant Colonel Costello only might be useful."
"That's why the blue suit didn't even want to give me this."
"Jesus Christ," Castillo said. And we conclude with 8. USS Ronald Reagan proceeding. The signature is Kenton, Captain, U.S. Navy, Captain USS Ronald Reagan. And below that it says Rear Admiral K.G. Jacoby, U.S. Navy, concurs.
What did Montville have to say?
"That's why I called you, Charlie. I can't get through to Montville."
"What do you mean you can't get through to him?"
"Your buddy, Truman Ellsworth, who answers his line, says he's not available."
"He does," Castillo said coldly. "Get me the White House switchboard." He saw Pevsner's eyes light up when he heard White House.
Miller said, "Before you charge off in righteous indignation, would you be interested in hearing my probably somewhat paranoid assessment of the situation? As long as it doesn't take longer than 60 seconds. What happened, I submit, is that General McNabb went to the Secretary of Defense and told him he had to move the Hueys down there black under the authority of the presidential finding. So far, so good, as the Secretary of Defense knows about the finding and that he's being told, not asked. So the Secretary of Defense got on the horn to the Secretary of the Navy and told him to do it." He paused. "I don't know if the Secretary of the Navy knows about the finding. Do you?"
"No."
"Okay. I don't think he does. But it doesn't really matter. I'm pretty sure that the Deputy Secretary of the Navy doesn't. Agree?"
"He probably doesn't."
"The urgent says the blue suit captain got his orders to land the Hueys on his ship from the deputy on the phone. I think it's very reasonable to assume the blue suit captain asked the deputy what the hell was going on
and the deputy couldn't tell him because he didn't know any more than he was told, which was essentially just do it, explanation to follow.
Okay, Castillo agreed.
Which causes the blue suit captain to shift into cover my ass mode. So he goes and tells the admiral, who was in charge of the whole carrier group, which causes the admiral not only to be pissed because he's the admiral and the deputy should have called him, not the captain, but also causes him to shift into his cover my ass mode.
Probably, Castillo agreed.
So the admiral says, there's nothing we can really do except wait for the army choppers to land. Whoever's in charge of them probably will explain what's going on, and based on that, we can decide how to best protect our beloved Navy from the fucking army. And then the birds land on the carrier, and good old Major Bob Ward, in the sacred traditions of the 160th, ain't gonna tell nobody nothing, or show anybody anything, not even a blue suit with stars, without permission from the guy running the operation, 1C G. Castillo. He is willing to get this permission, providing they let him set up his non-standard radio, which, for reasons I don't know, they were in their cover-my-ass mode, which may explain it, they were unwilling to do. So there's the standoff and why they sent the urgent.
Very credible, Castillo said. But what's it got to do with Ellsworth not letting you talk to Montvale?
Let me finish.
Montvale knew you were worried about the Navy giving us trouble because Jake Torrine called him, right?
So? And Montvale is going to get Jake on the carrier to make sure there's no trouble caused by the aforementioned impetuous light Colonel Castillo, right?
So, again?
So, if you were Montvale and had NSA at Fort Meade in your pocket and wanted to stay on top of the situation, wouldn't you task NSA to look for search filter, Army choppers on Navy ships, any reference, and immediately give him any and all intercepts? Of course you would. And I'll bet that son of a bitch had the urgent before I did.
Where are you going with this, Dick? Castillo asked.
I think I know, he thought, but I'd like confirmation. Montvale doesn't give a damn whether or not you get Timmons back, Charlie. We both heard him say as much. He wants to protect the president. I'll give him that much. And he thinks your operation is going to blow up in everybody's face, including the president's. And Truman Ellsworth, for sure, and probably Montvale, would love to see you fuck up and embarrass the president, which would happen if you can't run the snatch and grab successfully, which you can't without the choppers. That's why he was so helpful in arranging to get Jake onto the Gipper. Montvale, not you, would have sent him. That means Jake works for Montvale, which cuts you out of the picture. Then, and you know the son of a bitch is good at this, he whispers in the admiral's ear that no serious harm would be done if something happened to keep him from launching the choppers, and an embarrassing to the Navy situation might well be avoided.
Son of a bitch!
And he knows you're out of touch. And he knows that being the case, when I got the urgent, I would try to call him. So he tells Ellsworth that he's not available to me. I think he's betting that I wouldn't call the president. And if I did, so what? All that would mean was that the lunatic's chief of staff is as loony as he is. And if the president asked him what the hell's going on, Montvale could pull the rug out from under you, for this operation and generally.
Yeah. Except the lunatic found out, and is perfectly willing to get on the horn to the president.
Permission to speak, sir? Miller said.
Castillo sensed that Miller was not being clever. He had used the phrase a subordinate officer uses when his superior officer is about to do something the subordinate thinks is wrong.
Granted.
Sir,
how often do you think Admiral Jacoby gets phone calls from the White House switchboard?
It was a moment before Castillo answered.
Where's Torrine now?
40 minutes ago, he was about to land at MacDill. As soon as we get off here, contact him. Bring him up to speed on what's happened. Tell him Montvale is not to know we're on to him, and to call me once he's on the Gipper.
Okay, but what's happened? I must have missed something.
Stay on the line while I brighten Admiral Jacoby's dull daily routine with a call from the White House.